Be with you. It is good to have you here in the Lord's house this day, this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, the day the Lord has made for us. A few notes to highlight. Ushers. We need a couple more ushers if you are willing and able to serve as an usher. You've seen how tough that job can be. Please feel free to let us know. We could use a couple more of them. That way, the more that we have, the less often you have to serve as usher. So that's always good. 8:08 next Sunday. Save the date. See the things you had the spiel last week. I missed out, so I don't know what's happening. We're doing something. There's hot dogs and things. Bring a salad if you're in this part. Bring a dessert if you're that part. It's all written on the thing, and it's in the grace notes. So you have no excuse. You should find it. There's signs all out there everywhere. So come and join us next week for that. We'll have talking about the building program and all the stuff that's happening there. Hangout. We are starting up the Hangout 16 August, right? Is that 1, 8, 15, 16? Yes. So that's like 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we would love to have some extra volunteers for that. It's 3 hours. Pick one day a week or one day every other week that you'd like to help us out. 3:30 or 3 to 6. Join us for that. We'd love to have your help. In addition to those for whom we've been praying and those that are in the grace notes, we're also today praying for Lou Ann Bielchini, who has been taken back to the hospital. She's in the hospital right now. So prayers for her as well. The service is before you. Let us sing. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that the disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, Truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Nothing lasts forever, least of all food. Remember the last time you cleaned out the fridge? Mold and rot always win. Even the venerable Hostess Twinkie, which according to urban legend lasts forever, only has a shelf life of 45 days. Moses writes of the manna that the Lord provides for his people in the wilderness, food sent from heaven to sustain them to the promised land. The Lord God gives them extra instructions after today's words about this heavenly food, that each morning the family was to gather just enough food for one day. If any of it was left until the next morning, it would be full of mold and maggots. The only exception was the Sabbath. On Friday morning, you could gather enough for 2 days so that you would not have to work on the Sabbath. So the manna lasted for 1 or 2 days. That was it. You couldn't put it in Tupperware, you couldn't freeze it, you couldn't can it. 1 or 2 days, and then it's gone. In this way, the people of Israel learned to trust in the Lord for all things. Every day they were reminded that the Lord cared for them, that He provided for them. It wasn't about their gathering and storing and hoarding. It wasn't a competition to see who could gather the most. The focus was on the Lord God sending them food every day. And so when we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we pray that the Lord would give us our bread for today. You're often tempted to pray for more, though, to pray for tomorrow's bread, too, or maybe a week or a month or a year's worth of bread, usually in those buckets that you put water in to sit for 25 years, right? Would it be great to have enough food like that stored up for years, never have to worry about having enough to eat? But the bread of this world quickly spoils. And it goes bad. The mold and the maggots come. And you need the Lord to provide you with bread each and every day. Jesus provided bread for thousands that day in Galilee. They were so astonished by this miracle that they wanted to make Jesus their king. They wanted a king who could provide for all of their earthly needs. Most of all, one who would feed them on demand. But that wasn't the king that Jesus came to be. He tries to draw them beyond the bread, past the food of this life that quickly spoils. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. Jesus says this to you too. You're so occupied with the things of this world that you neglect the eternal things. If not food, then it's cars, it's toys, it's houses, it's possessions, so much so that you lose sight of what is truly important. I mean, those things aren't evil, but they don't last. So don't get too attached to them. Don't work and labor and spend all of your energy going after them. Because cars rust and toys break and houses fall apart. Just like bread, they don't last. Kind of like the social hall and the hangout, in desperate need of a refresh and a remodel. But not just for us, but for our neighbors too. The people are confused when Jesus says, "Don't work for bread. Don't spend all of your energy trying to get things that don't last." So the people ask the logical next question. Well, then what should we work for? How does God want us to spend our time and our energy? What must we do to be doing the works of God? Good question. And so Jesus answers, "This is the work of God, that we believe in Him whom He has sent." What should you be doing? How should you be spending your time and your energy? What should you be working on? Jesus tells you. Not just in getting bread, but in getting Jesus. Believing in him, trusting in him, loving him, seeking him, proclaiming him to others. Sharing that love by loving those around us, as we're uniquely gifted to do. Making a final push on the building project to get it done so that we can serve others in love. Jesus is the true bread from heaven, come to give life to the world, give eternal life. Because earthly bread will not sustain you for long. The bread will perish, and so will you. Even you have an expiration date. It might be 80, 90, 100 years or more, but eventually you will expire. The mold always wins. And eventually, your body will return to the dust from which it was made. Not so with Jesus. Jesus is the only one who's defeated the mold. Jesus has triumphed over the maggots, over the dry rot, over death itself. Christ, risen from the dead, now dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. And he said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is the bread of life, the bread that does not die, the bread that does not spoil, nor mold, nor rot. Jesus is the bread that gives life, eternal life. Jesus has conquered death, and we all now share in that victory. And so before you today is the gift of that same Jesus, the bread of life, here in his Holy Supper. Here, the Lord gives you the bread of life, the bread that lasts, the bread that will never spoil. For he gives you his body, his flesh, that has triumphed over the grave through his death and resurrection. And because you eat this bread, you will live forever. You will be laid in the grave, but death will not have the last word. The mold will not live on forever. O death, St. Paul says, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The people came to Jesus looking for bread that would spoil and perish. But Jesus gave them something better. He gave them his very self, the true bread from heaven, the bread that gives eternal life. And you came here this morning looking for Jesus too. And no matter what you came to him to find, he has something better. He gives you himself, his own body, the bread of life, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.